Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. The rites of the rebirth. Listen, I want you to pray that God will continue to open up larger platforms. There's much to be said. And just, I won't say there's not time to say it. We just have to make more time and more platforms to say it. There are truths that need to be heard. Amen. And imparted to the body of Christ, because carnal Christians or casual Christians in the times in which we live will become casualties. I'm not saying that they won't be saved, but many won't finish their course due to carnality. And we must understand that carnality not only affects us, especially you that are in any degree of leadership. Carnality or sin, compromise, negotiation with darkness affects those that follow us and that are connected to us. That's why God says you receive a greater condemnation. So we must walk upright. And what has, I won't say troubled me, God's given me a peace about it. A good portion of the body of Christ is not even aware of what's going on in the world. So distracted with all the foolishness and all the smoke screens, the lies, the deception, that they don't see really what's going on. We are in the infant stages. Call it the last days, the beginning of sorrows. And know for sure that there'll never be a normal like we've known. There'll be one thing after another. But listen, we have to learn to live naturally supernatural. Amen. And it's in you to do it. But as we talked about Wednesday night, you have to defeat the spirit of intimidation. Anytime there's fear, you leave inroads into your life for the enemy. Amen. It's like a shark that senses blood. Sharks can sense blood from miles away. I know for a fact we put chum, they call it chum, when you slice up a fish and, you know, it's bloody. You put it down in the water and you want to draw some fish. You want to draw. It took about half an hour, 45 minutes, but a shark showed up. I mean, it came from way out of nowhere. But they sense blood. Well, the enemy's like that too. And so he's using all this propaganda, all these lies, deception, to coerce people into a diabolical system. Amen. And we need, you know, come New Year and pray for me that God will again open up the platforms to our school again and everything, so we have ample time to discuss and talk about and be taught and be made aware of what really is going on in the world. Amen. And what the elite hold to be their great reset. Amen. I say recess. A reset. And God has a reset. Amen. Amen. Time just doesn't afford me to get into a lot of that, but that's so stirring in my spirit because so many are unaware of it and try to just smooth it over or ignore it when it should not be ignored. We need to blow the whistle, sound the alarm, blow the trumpet in Zion. Make people aware so that they can make choices and decisions, not just for themselves, but for the generations to come. So let's take a look into naturally supernatural, and we're talking about the rites of the rebirth. First of all, if you're weighed down today, and I know many are, because they experienced certain things over the past couple of years, or loved ones, or lost loved ones. But if you're weighed down by fear, if you're weighed down by fear and focused totally on how circumstances look, tell somebody, you're in big trouble. You see, there's a law, it's known, and I know cultured groups use it in science, all that stuff, but there are laws, and there is a law called the law of attraction. And you attract things towards you. Amen. Walk around here angry. You're going to stub your toe. You're going to, you know, hit your finger with the nail or the hammer. Because you are carrying that. Those type of attitudes. Carry them long enough, and what you are carrying, you will attract that to you. That's why it's so important for us to be renewed in the spirit of our mind. As a man thinks, so is the man. Amen. As a man thinketh in his heart, Proverbs 23:7 says, so is the man. So you draw that, you become that. We have authority to create realities. And this is why we can't just live naturally. Our natural has to become supernatural. In other words, we are those who live by faith and don't walk by sight. We are those that don't just talk about mountains, but talk to the mountains. Jesus said, if you will say unto this mountain, he didn't say if you would look at it and hope and complain about it. He said, no, if you will say and believe in your heart, those things that you say shall come to pass, and doubt not, but believe, he said, you'll have what you say. This is faith on the quantum level, and this is where we must learn to abide, to live, because the casual will become casualties. And the reason I say that is because the casual will open up avenues for the enemy to come in and trouble them and cause them to make certain decisions that are beneath what God would have you to decide, beneath the Zoe life or the abundant life God has for you. So right in the midst of all this confusion, tell someone, God has abundant life for you. Doesn't mean that we don't get challenged. Doesn't mean that we don't go through trials. Paul told Timothy, endure hardness as a good soldier. Why? Because the greater one is on the inside of you. We must learn to live from the inside out and not from the outside in. What governs us should be governing us from inside. The Spirit of God. We are the temple of the Holy Ghost. He abides in us. The paraclete. The anointing. The power of God. Amen. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead shall quicken even your mortal body. It will touch your physical body. It'll touch your mind. It'll touch your heart. It'll touch that disease that's been wrecking your body and drive it out. The same anointing that raised Jesus from the dead. The grave had no authority over him, will quicken your mortal body. Somebody say the same anointing. Well, you got to deal with that rascal called intimidation. Intimidation tries to make you timid or fearful. There's a balance that we must establish in the body of Christ, because some people are power hungry and some people have what you call fake humility. Amen. There are those that just want the gift, want to operate in the gifts, but don't carry any character. And listen, that's possible. Judas was one of the 12. He cast devils out. He did all the stuff that they did, but Amen. Yet he was reprobate, son of perdition. Jesus said in the scriptures, he said, there's a class of people he's going to say, depart from me, workers of iniquity. Though they said, didn't we do all these things, Lord? Come on, tell somebody it's tight, but it's right. Then on the other hand, you have those with false humility. They're peacekeepers, but not peacemakers. You see, a peacekeeper would do anything for peace. You're intimidated by your children. So Junebug say, I ain't coming in tonight. And you don't want to confront him, so you say, all right, well, just stay out. And he ain't but 12. Keep the peace. No, but see, Jesus never called us to be peacekeepers. He said, be peacemakers. See, sometimes you got to fight for peace. Sometimes you got to wrestle to obtain rest. Amen. So we can't allow intimidation any type of place in our life, because there are times you have to put your foot down and be a peacemaker. Blessed are the peacemakers. Amen. So I just disrupted somebody right there, because you thought, you know, it was just Jesus always to be the doormat. Whatever, just follow that all the time. Follow peace with all men, as much as lies within you. How many know that sometimes you have to confront some stuff in order to bring real peace? See, the other peace is false peace. It's a false sense of security. But when you establish it, you know you got peace now. Because God's spirit is ruling in that area, and darkness has been pushed back. So intimidation's got to be dealt with. If you are still glued to the Midianites, let me give you a description. CNN, Fox, MSNBC, the stock market, FEMA, the coronavirus, travel restrictions, and I said last time, toilet paper. If you are still glued to that stuff and that's dictating your narrative, your life, you're going to find yourself in the category of a casual or carnal Christian. And you wonder why all this is coming at you, because you're not in the secret place. Mark chapter 4, verse 24. Say this with me. Seeing is not believing. Say it again. Seeing is not believing. You have to make up in your mind, I don't believe everything I see. I don't believe everything I hear. Amen. Stop believing everything somebody tells you. Search it out for yourself. Do your own due diligence prayerfully. Study to show yourself approved unto God.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.